Inner city residents have experienced a nasty outbreak of riotous rodents recently, with Sydney's new light rail and other constructions around Sydney causing quite a stir within the Vermin community. Sydney Councillor Angela Vertuca says, "We're obviously disturbed the rats' natural habitats, if you will, and it's now become so obvious that you can see the rats running around in the streets." Lachlan McPherson has the story.
Something's not right with these rats.
Rats, rats, everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, there's rats.
While Stranger Things viewers watch as hordes of infested, fertilizer-eating rats explode on their screens, Sydney-based fans have been subject to a serious case of anti-mimesis, or life-imitating art, with the dramatic rise in the number of rats running around the city. Unlike the rats from Stranger Things, these ones are not exploding. What they are doing, though, is posing a serious threat to Sydney families due to a bacterial infection carried by some of the population called leptospirosis. Angela Vathoulis, a twice-elected independent councillor for the City of Sydney, says that despite rats being par for the course for Sydneysiders, with all the construction that's happening around Sydney, their infestation has tripled in its devastating impact.
There's been lots of roads dug up because of the light rail. There's been lots of buildings undergoing a refurbishment, so they're tearing things down. We've obviously disturbed their natural habitats, if you will, of the rats, and that infestation is now so obvious that you can actually see them running around a lot more than you ever could.
On top of this, which Lord Mayor Clover Moore says is an unprecedented amount of construction and infrastructure projects taking place around the city, Professor Peter Banks, an ecologist at the University of Sydney, offers two alternative reasons as to why there are so many rats running around the city.
Two species of introduced rats that are in Sydney. One's the black rat and one's the brown rat. The food's the main thing, but brown rats are also water limited. And that, I reckon that might be why people are seeing rats a bit more, because it's been a really dry winter and a cold winter, that rats might be actually trying to find more free water because they really need quite a lot of water on a daily basis.
Councillor Vathoulis says that residents' reporting of these sightings have been the key driver of data in this area.
I'm rather surprised that the best evidence we've had of a rat problem has been the complaints of our citizens, and that we haven't paid more attention to it as a local government authority. I'm quite surprised at that, because people don't make these things up. I mean, I know that one establishment caught more than 300 rats in 1 week around their outside area. They're doing the work that we should be doing. So we need to be more diligent, and we need to believe people when they make a complaint about something like this, that there is in fact something serious happening. And state government has a lot to answer for, because it's a lot of their construction that has made the problem worse, and they haven't given any resources to help fight it. And they are disease-carrying rodents that puppies are not prepared for, and we're not prepared as for puppy owners taking them for a walk that we might be bringing them back being sick into the family home, I might add, around our babies. So it's a very serious matter, and we do need to take it more seriously and make sure that we really do something about it now to stop it getting worse.
Christine Griepsch, senior lecturer and specialist in small animal internal medicine at the University of Sydney, provided some sage advice for dog owners considering the fact that 7 dogs have died and dozens of people have fallen ill since the outbreak of leptospirosis.
So what they should avoid is obviously dogs hunting rats, and the disease is transmitted through urine from infected rats, and water can also be contaminated with this rat urine. So if there's any ponds or puddles, just any stagnant water, they should avoid that the dogs are actually swimming in that water or drinking that water. Rat bait can affect obviously dogs as well. So the rat bait that is put out can actually affect the clotting times of dogs. So if they eat rat bait, they can actually develop life-threatening bleeding as well.
Ending this report is Professor Banks reiterating Councillor Vathoulis's point from before.
Well, I mean, we've been living with rats for a very long time, and they do quite well living with us and off us. They're adapted to live in cities, and they're also well adapted to not being controlled. So it is a real uphill battle to keep on top of their numbers. And the best way to do it is really through, like I said, controlling food sources, et cetera. But when it comes to trying to sort of perhaps get on top of this particular disease kind of outbreak, I suppose, is really for lots of people to get behind just keeping a lid on rat numbers by, you know, essentially keeping a lid on the bin and doing some rat control work.
Professor Peter Banks from the University of Sydney, ending that report by Hugh Hunter and Lachlan McPherson.